All right, so once again, when we came back, so I talked about Avoid Kyle. I actually said I was going to practice it. I was going to do some weird things. So actually, I get to a point where I renounce my religion as far as like Christianity, and I venture off to just basically to find something. So as I've gone, I'm reading everything. We make our way up to Tahoe. You know, Tahoe wasn't, you know, so good as far as like with us. We ended up going farther up north, and you know, we go farther north. California actually wasn't even like us either. So we come back down, and it was just like we ended up being back in California, kind of like back where we came. Totally emulating exactly what my parents do, move, you know. So make long story short, it was just like, man, we kept doing this, became annoying, man, we ended up breaking up. And then from that point on, I knew it was all about just keeping in contact with my son, with him being my first, and it was just so hard. And you know, we got Villain Van Michaels here, Inverse. Basically, if you first of you guys are just tuning in, this is Inverse Chronicles of the Great Witch. So yeah, so get back into it and turn around and reading everything underneath the sun. I can get my hands on going to libraries. I wasn't gonna lie though, I was just like in the last episode you hear me, I was afraid of hallways. It was like, I was afraid of the dark, I was afraid of everything. I was grew up in a religion where I was supposed to fear everything, you know, hell, brimstone, fire, all this other shit. And it's just like, you know, you had to be always into something. Now, the interesting part about this is also is that this is what molded me. You know, this is exactly where I started really putting things together. It's like taking charge of my life at the same sense. Quit being the victim, you know. Quit being a person who felt alienated, you know. Because I feel like if I'm going to feel alienated for trying to fit in, then I might as well just go ahead and be something else, you know. I didn't like who I was, actually. Very shy kid, didn't speak, you know, stand up for himself unless he basically had to, you know. So at that time though, you know, everything was, pretty much good. So well, actually what happens is that we have a tendency to get kind of weird about our situations and allow other situations in order to control us, you know, putting us in a weird space. Actually, let's say as a Buddhist now, I sit there and tell you, it's like from witch to Buddhist, and that's what this is all about, that too, telling me exactly how I got there. And actually, there's a lot of power in pretty much this story, you know. It talks about spells, we talk about, and you're gonna hear so much stuff in here, and if you use it, you know, then go on and use it, you know. If you're one of those people that actually needs to, then that's cool too. But at the same time, now too, this is the real deal stuff. Like, this is not just a joke, you know. This is not something taken lightly, you know. Like I said, if you stumble upon this channel, it's because, you know, the energy has brought you here, you know, and you wanted to hear this information. So, I only like to deal with things that are pretty much real. And at the same time, so too, is I don't use anything that does not work. So, there's so many people out there that pretty much are spiritually awakened. And it's really cool because, so many of you actually being awakened, it's like, I can't tell you, you're not wrong. If there's no such thing as a coincidence. And at the same time, is whatever you come across is what you're supposed to be dealing with, you know. And that's just how you get down with the energy, you know. If you're in harmony, you're in harmony. And so I went down a very dark path, you know, because actually I kind of felt like when I seen everybody else getting pretty much, you know, blessed, actually I'm getting everything else. So, to be continued, Inverse Chronicles of the Grey Witch.